King County Executive Dow Constantine has appointed a committee to take a look at the way the county inquest process reviews officer-involved shootings and fatalities. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Executive Constantine says he's interested in potential changes that could make inquests more transparent, fair, and meaningful. During the process, jurors answered dozens of questions about the circumstances of a person's death. But Deborah Jacobs, director for the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, says they're rarely satisfying for family members or the public.
And even with the understanding of its purpose, which is a limited purpose to have a public hearing of facts under oath, people want more. It doesn't really get to the conversation people are wanting to have.
Like what could have been done differently? Jacobs says Constantine is opening up an important dialogue that will likely include voices from families who've lost loved ones. But she also thinks it's important for the committee to hear from officers who've been called to the stand.
Did they get anything out of it? It's not for them. It's for the public. Yet it's to the public's benefit if it's a mutually satisfying process.
The committee includes legal professionals, law enforcement, and Rick Williams, brother of John T. Williams, a woodcarver who was shot and killed by a Seattle police officer in 2010. Constantine wants a report back by March. That's 1 month before an inquest into the shooting death of Charlena Lyles is set to begin. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.